This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in the can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fired up. It's football week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because this is a sports show, right?
I know, totally.
Sports! Hey, do you remember Super Don? By the way, welcome everybody. Cranking up another edition. I'm out in Arizona. We're mixing it up everywhere I go. Years ago, we had my good buddy Jason Dacey. He reported live from the Super Bowl. Do you remember that? We did a live broadcast. He was on the field, telling me updates on the health of players.
I had forgotten about that. That's right.
Yeah, because he now works in Malaysia. He works in Singapore for ESPN Sports over there. So I don't know if he's coming to the Super Bowl this year. But anyway, just good memories of that. And we occasionally talk about sports injuries and recovery from them. So why not do a sports themed show? But before we get into sports, we got some great athletes of the intellectual variety. And he's probably a good athlete, too. Jeffrey Jackson scheduled today. Talk about the global injury, the movement for a global vaccine injury compensation system, and probably some other controversies coming out, maybe some Trump administration stuff, too. We'll see. Also next hour, Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center. They're going after raw milk again. Why don't they let that go? Just let people drink the milk they want to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just don't stop.
I wonder if Tom Brady drinks raw milk. What do you think?
He might.
Well, that's the question as we open up today's show. Tom Brady on, the media's mind, certainly, as the Super Bowl converges in Houston, Texas this year. Tom Brady and his New England Patriots facing off against Matt Ryan and his Atlanta Falcons. Why is this a
Wow, you sure do know a lot about this Super Bowl coming up. I don't know anything. I mean, I just found out, I think last week, that it was the Patriots and the Falcons that were
right.
going to be...
Yeah.
I don't have a dog in the fight this time.
Well, I grew up in Atlanta for 30 years, so I kind of am a Falcons fan. I admit that. And they're not like the national team. They've been like a national laughingstock for much of their life cycle in the NFL. This is only their second Super Bowl. And the first one they were in 98, I think. They got tatered by Denver and John Elway. And I think anyway, so there's the upstart Falcons are in there. Everybody thinks Brady's going to do them in. Now, I like Tom Brady as an athlete, but as a guy who gets the nutrition thing, the rare athlete at that level that speaks out openly about what he does to do what he's doing at the age of 39. Now, I think for any armchair athletes, much less those that have a more aggressive style of, I'd like to be a professional athlete, we've got a lot of young listeners, Tom Brady is a great example of someone who has defied what are considered the odds. I don't look at them as odds per se. I would look at them as someone who has defied conventional wisdom on aging to say a 39-year-old quarterback can't be top flight in the NFL. Where you're long past your prime, and this guy's had an incredible season. He's up for MVP with Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers. How at 39 has he done it? And part of it is why he's being attacked, because he's defying the experts on diet and nutrition to do something that some might call orthorexic.
It's Tom Brady, orthorexic. Yeah, I know.
Not orthorexic.
I know, I know. So the guy, and we've mentioned it over the years that he happens to acknowledge that he eats organically grown foods. He's very, very impassioned. He and Gisele Bündchen, I don't know if I said her last name right.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Gisele, the former supermodel. Yeah.
Sports Illustrated. So in 2014, he evidently revealed his diet to Sports Illustrated. And the way they described it is 80% alkaline, 20% acidic. I think this is the wrong way to describe it. You know, there's so many controversies when we talk about alkaline and acidic. I mean, people get it wrong even on the alkaline water, right? Because it's not buffered. It really doesn't alkalize your body. It's the molecular hydrogen. So there's a lot of misinformation. And I don't mean it's all intentional. A lot of it's just that's the best they know. So I think somebody's doing digs on Tom Brady because of this diet. They don't like the fact that he's eating this way and that he's openly speaking about it because it offends certain experts in the dietary field. Who's the guy that's got the biggest beef with him? No pun intended there.
Well, I believe it's a registered dietitian. And it's...
An RD.
Oh, what was the name? We were just talking about this name. What was it?
It was Pinky in the Brain or something?
Pinkus. Yeah, it's... hold on here. Let me find it real quick here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Stand by. Because this is a great name. It's Pinkus. Here we go. It's a female.
Oh, okay.
A New York-based registered dietitian by the name of Lauren Harris Pinkus.
Okay. Lauren Harris is not digging what Tom Brady is eating. She calls what he does sketchy.
Sketchy,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a sketchy diet there.
Right.
And, you know, we have to remember that we like to talk about orthorexic, right?
Yes.
Because they've been hammering on that. But we learned a new term just recently. You remember what it was?
No, I don't. What was the term?
Chemophobia.
Oh, that's right. Chemophobia, fear of synthetic chemicals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to add that into the repertoire. I just can't get that to stick with me. Chemophobia and orthorexia. And so maybe Tom Brady suffers from these things. If he does, then he's a good friend of mine. Now, that doesn't mean I'm rooting for the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but I will not speak ill of Tom Brady on this front. Now, she calls it sketchy, and then she says followers, right? Like it's a cult. Like your religion of registered dietitians, Ms. Pinkus, is a follower of PepsiCo and Coca-Cola because they fund your big events. So don't talk to me about a bad diet because we think maybe eating...
No, but Robert, Lauren Harris Pinkus relies on science.
Oh, of course. The science of... What was it that we learned recently? The Coca-Cola Foundation funded, quote-unquote, science to tell everybody what was the problem was fat and not sugar. Remember all those years ago?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, lying science, right? So, you know, then they bring up Robert O. Young, who we've met. We may have even had him on the show once, who was I would agree, he's a controversial character in his views on diet and alkalinity and stomach acid and everything. But he was evidently convicted on two counts of practicing medicine without a license in California. I don't like a conviction like that unless you pretend to be something that you're not. But if you have a ability to help folks, just be honest about what you do and then leave them alone. Let people go there that want to go there. But his partner is evidently Alex Guerrero was sued by the FTC. Well, the FTC, we're not big fans of the FTC. They want homeopathic remedies to be labeled with a disclaimer saying that there's no science and that they're rooted in mythology from the 1700s, which is a lie the FTC wants you to put on a label. So, again, you try to discredit the people that are around Tom Brady, much less Tom Brady, because of his diet. He likes to eat organic. I think you're on the losing side of that equation. Look at the evidence. 39 years old, top flight performance, MVP caliber performance in the Super Bowl. There's got to be something to it. And I would say absolutely there is. The one thing I think, Super Don, you might take issue with on Tom Brady since, you know, and I'm not going to give you hell for this, but what was that? There was an article in the New York Post that referenced this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was looking through the New York Post and there was a little caption over the side and it says that Brady... He opts for early morning workouts instead of caffeine, and he told this local radio station in Boston that he's never had a sip of coffee.
Ooh. So
I'm rooting for the Falcons. Yeah. You know, I mean, come on. You know, if you haven't even had a sip of coffee,
what?
Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
What if we find out Tom and Gisele use coffee the other way?
I don't even want to know. All right. That's just too much information.
Still not rooting for him in that case, huh? So only if he's a coffee drinker. Then there's another aspect of this. They go after him because he doesn't cook with olive oil. He says, you know, when he cooks food, he uses coconut oil. See, he could be doing this show. This is the kind of thing I've been saying for years. Now, they say, well, olive oil only has a smoke point at 400 degrees, and if you don't burn it, it's okay. But come on, how many people are cooking and they're not paying attention to that issue? I think olive oil, as all vegetable oils, should be consumed if you're going to eat them raw. Don't cook them. Don't heat them. And even olive oil, even though, yes, I agree, it has some level of resiliency compared to other vegetable or vegetarian oils. But if you're going to cook, use saturated fats. Tom Brady opts for coconut oil. I would also say you can use butter or even better, ghee, which is clarified butter, taking all the water out of it. It's a very concentrated form. And again, that saturated fat can withstand extreme high heat and will not break down and create toxins. Of course, that would make me chemophobic and probably Tom Brady as well because, again, he likes to eat organic. His kids eat organic. He hasn't chimed in on the vaccine issue because that could make him public enemy number one.
Well, and I guess what I don't understand is who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares what Tom Brady eats? You know, he can eat whatever he wants to eat. It's the same phenomenon that we saw with in the Olympics with the cupping, right?
Yes.
You know, it's like, who cares? You know, that's what he decides to do. That's what he wants to do.
But they do care, Super Don, because people follow celebrities. They follow athletes. And anytime an athlete or a celebrity moves off the pharmaceutical-style reservation, they're very upset because it means it lends some credibility and credence. Even though Tom Brady doesn't claim to be a scientist or a doctor, he's not telling everybody should eat the way I should eat, right? I don't even say everybody should eat the way I eat. I say, yeah, you might consider it. It'd probably be a good idea, but it's up to you. We give you the information, you decide. But as you know, these skeptics, pseudo-skeptics, or officials, whether they be RDs, registered dietitians, dunderheaded, of course, or
experts,
they don't want you to even consider or know that there are other thought forms, other viewpoints that may be valid. So they have to attack someone like Tom Brady, who has a lot of followers and is a pretty strong example for eating this way, as evidenced by his high level of performance at 39 in the Professional Football League. So I guess that's why they're attacking him.
I guess. And, you know, the thing is, I'd be willing to bet Tom Brady didn't walk around with a sandwich board going, this is what I eat. What happened was somebody said, what do you eat? And then he answered the question, and now he gets attacked for it.
Yeah, that was Sports Illustrated, right? So, you know, how dare you actually say what you eat, and it's different from the experts. Now, I'm just hoping that Matt Ryan can learn from him because he continues to get better and better. Maybe he can play as long as Tom Brady. And it could be another impact player that impacts on, let's say, the other athletes out there. They have greater longevity with a better lifestyle, better diet. So we'll see if we can get a comment from Tom Brady on coffee enemas later. Probably we won't get through to him, but we'll try.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Anyway, we got Jeffrey Jackson, another athlete of the intellectual variety we talk about, as well as independent journalist that he does. He does an amazing work. And we've got Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center coming up. We got some questions of the day, including another suggestion for a theme song for Super Don. Stick around for that and a whole lot more. RobertScoutBell.com. Hi, Robert Scabell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by our intrepid and wonderful reporter all over the place. He's covering it. And it is a vaccine story, another one. Jeffrey Jackson is here to discuss one of the latest expansions of protection. They should call it the Vaccine Manufacturers Protection Act, or United Nations Treaty version. The whole idea, Jeffrey, that, oh, man, it's so successful in the United States that drug companies that make vaccines can dump their products onto the market, be mandated for use by law in some cases, and should they harm, kill, injure a child or an adult, if they're on the schedule according to the Centers for Disease Creation, there shall be no harm that shall come to the manufacturer.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Robert. Let's unpack this for people, because a lot of people still don't even know there's a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. They don't know that that program's paid out over $3 billion, with a B, dollars in vaccine injuries and deaths. A lot of those are flu shots as well. So in 1986, the government, I'm sure we've covered this, and I'm sure you've covered it on your show a lot, so I'm not going to go into it too much, but The government basically passed this compensation program to shield the vaccine manufacturers from liability, because they were going to get their pants sued off, and they were getting their pants sued off. So it gave them pretty much carte blanche to make vaccines and not have to really worry about the safety of them or the quality control of that, because no one's going to sue them. And the people actually pay into this vaccine injury compensation program in the U.S. So this thing is active. I've spoken as an investigative journalist. I did the footwork and the muckrake, and I've spoken to many people that went through this and went through this vaccine court. It is brutal. It's very brutal. A lot of people don't even get into it. They reject their claims. A lot of the vaccines aren't even covered. So the HPV vaccine if you get injured with that, it's not even covered on the claims for this program yet. So you're kind of out of luck. And that's in the United States. So what this article that I covered was, it was in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they're calling for a global vaccine injury system, compensation system. So in the U.S., the system is completely broken. It's a disgrace. So many people get turned away. Most people don't even know what vaccine injury looks like. Most doctors and the health professionals in the establishment medical community aren't trained to spot vaccine injury. So that's why we have a lot of medical kidnap cases. We have shaken baby syndrome, the SIDS cases. These things are all attributable to vaccine injury. I'm not saying every one of them are, but these cases, they go unchecked. So these aren't counted in this vaccine injury compensation program. So it's a complete failure.
Jeffrey, you paint a bleak picture, and I agree with you, of course, of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program here in the United States. Yet, why is it that, let's say, global organizations looking at global health initiatives are saying, we want to do something like they have in the United States, but make it global? Like, let's wrap the entire globe with this concept. What is it? It's got to be successful for someone or something if they want to expand it rather than say, you know, look at the U.S. That thing's sucking the eggs. We don't want to do that.
Well, there's the key, Robert. You hit right on it. So looking at the authors of this Journal of American Medical Association report that's calling for this global program, the authors, one of them is from Emory University, which is collaborated and supported by the CDC. Mm-hmm. The other one is from the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health. It's Georgetown University. That section of the vaccine in the emergency prevention of that university get support and partners with the Gates Foundation. So right there, we have the usual suspects. So, and again, I've talked to the parents. I've talked to people that have vaccine injuries in Italy, in Ireland, Colombia. And what's happening in these countries and other countries as well is there is no program. There is no vaccine injury program. So what happens if your child or the child in that country gets a vaccine injury, the government has given an official statement saying, no vaccine has ever caused injury in our borders. Because if they admit one time that it causes an injury, not only will they get their pantsuit off, but we're talking Nuremberg-like trials for the government officials, the pharmaceutical industry will be laid bare for everybody to see, the entire paradigm will fall, the false paradigm. So they need some cover and quick, because these vaccine injuries are mounting, people are getting the pitchforks and the torches, and they're starting to do some marches. And they're, do some civil disobedience.
Yeah, they're getting it ready. And so, again, the question is who benefits in a program that we would largely describe as an abject failure in terms of speedy adjudication and compensation for children, families that have been injured or even killed by these vaccines here in the United States. We've got a global audience, so we're going to cover this global story reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association report calling for a global vaccine injury compensation system. We're on with Jeffrey Jackson, and we've got him linked up as we always do in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every unit. So when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Continuing now with Jeffrey Jackson, our good buddy, and he's a great, an independent journalist. There's no way other than to say that. And a lot of integrity in covering these stories that the mainstream media has loathed to cover with any amount or modicum of integrity. And this one particularly is a big one because, as I encapsulate this very briefly here, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, set up in 1986 and kind of got operational by about 88, set up a no-fault system that said, you know what, vaccine manufacturers, this is the politicians of the time, said, we don't want you to leave the market. They threatened to leave the market because they were being sued so much by victims of their product being vaccines, children who were injured and killed. And it was the vaccine manufacturers, the pharmaceutical companies that said, you know what, we got to pull out of this market because we can't make these things because we're being sued every time we, they're used. So they petition the government. The government says, we can't do without these vaccines. We'll all die. And therefore, we're going to set up a no-fault system. We'll help adjudicate these things in a, what I would call an unconstitutional kangaroo court. They may have had good intentions. Maybe some of them did, okay? I may give some of them that. But the reality is, as it manifested, it was such that it has not really been a fair system, because many children who have been injured into the autism spectrum have been denied compensation because, well, the science, as if it were a religion, says that vaccines don't cause autism, despite the fact that that science is fraudulent. So we're in a system of abject corruption within a system. And now the JAMA Journal, Emory University, CDC, Georgetown, Gates Foundation said, hey, you know what? The system's working so great in America, nobody can sue the drug industry, the manufacturers of the vaccines, that let's envelope the globe with this thing. Is that a fair assessment, Jeffrey?
Yeah. Yeah. another way to say that would be, you know, these vaccines are so safe and effective, but we're going to go ahead and just put into place a global injury compensation system. But don't worry about that.
It's like they said, they're so safe, except when they're not. And I think you had a tongue-in-cheek perspective on that, but it is a very serious issue.
Yeah, you know, and there's another narrative being floated here. It's actually the more important one, in my opinion. And the reason I wrote this article immediately after I saw this journal entry in the JAMA Medical Journal was that they're preparing for, well, at least from what I can see, they're preparing for some type of another pandemic. So the Zika, we went over that, the Zika pandemic and the H1N1 flu scare, those are all hoaxes. Those were unpacked already. What was getting in the way, according to this JAMA report, what's getting in the way of them delivering more vaccines faster, delivering them faster to the populations, is the bottom lines of the companies being hurt. So they're trying, once again, this is 1986 all over again, they're trying to save the bottom lines of the company and giving them, basically rolling out the red carpet so they don't have to worry about anything. They can just get their vaccines to the people. So it's about covering it. They've mentioned a couple times about covering the butts of the pharmaceutical companies if there is some type of outbreak. So it was more for the global health. When this doesn't happen, so in reality, as we see it right now, all people have to do is take a look at what happened in India when the Gates Foundation rolled out the HPV for 30,000 sick girls, and they got slapped with a lawsuit because the reactions from this HPV vaccine in these Indian girls was devastating. So that's what's happening as we speak right now. If there is an outbreak, or if a country wants to go in and protect its people with these vaccines, quote unquote protect, they're going to face a lot of lawsuits, a lot of pushback. So what this is going to do is, like you said, envelope the globe, in an attempt to envelope the globe and save the pharmaceutical bottom line.
I'm thinking about this and I'm saying, you know what, if you're, you know, an industry, you know, you're lobbying governments to say, you know what, we really want to provide this product for your people, but our only hesitancy or reluctance to enter your market is the fact that we could be sued when our product injures or kills your people. It's like the government goes, oh, okay, no problem, then we'll alleviate you of all liability and we'll put it on them, the taxpayer, right? Think about how absurd that is. But again, these politicians, and I don't know if it's true in every country, but certainly in the United States this happened, they're so devoid of logic when it comes to the immune system, immunology, vaccinology, that they basically defer to a ruling scientific or pseudoscientific class and say, well, these guys say that we're all going to die if we don't have this stuff. So let's, yeah, of course, let's, no matter what happens to your product, if it kills, it's okay. We got you covered. I mean, doesn't that sound strange to anybody?
There's a clear history in the United States and globally, if one starts to search, that politicians and government cannot solve healthcare issues. It's very simple. That's going to be down to the individual practitioners and the consciousness of the people to change their way of healing. And that's the entire purpose, if you're one of the entire purposes of your show. Government can only seize control, and government can only take the words of the vaccine manufacturers. We've seen that for going on 30 years now, and it's been an abject failure. And in fact, it shot us into the dark ages of medicine. where we're fighting to stay afloat here.
Yeah, well, exactly. And, you know, as I've said about the marketplace for vaccines is not a real marketplace. It's completely artificial. It's obviously rooted in fear, but worse, it's mandated and it's in a monopoly setting. There is no competition for the benefit of your immune system to say, hey, you know, we've got an innovation over here that we think works as well or better and doesn't have any side effects, like homeoprophylaxis, using homeopathy in this way, or enhancing immunity through building up the gut microbiome, the rebalancing, the restrengthening of that system that has been corrupted via, guess what? Damaged by vaccines, damaged by antibiotics, the medical monopoly playing itself out in the infectious disease world. And so our friends on the political left, I hesitate to bring it up, but I don't. They don't get it because they have really drunk the pharmaceutical Kool-Aid on vaccines, and yes, some on the political right as well, but they tend to be a little bit more rooted in the freedom of the family and the parents to say yay or nay on these things than the left. So we have a situation that there is no real marketplace, and they believe that this should be above and beyond the marketplace because it's a sacrament from their god, the gods of pharma. And I really want to call the folks out that believe this because they need to recognize that it is a religion, it is not a science. Now, if you say that is my religion, then okay, you've got religious freedom, but you don't have the religious freedom to violate my religious freedom to say, no, I don't play that game. That is not part of our belief system. And then you're going to try it. Well, we'll take it out of religion and make it science. Well, it isn't science. You can't do that. The scientific studies on safety and efficacy, if they've been conducted at all, they're fraudulent. The ones that have been reported that seemingly are not fraudulent report that the healthiest kids are the non-vaccinated kids. And that moving through childhood, childhood diseases, eruptive diseases, actually there's evidence to show it enhances immunity and protects children moving into adulthood from other chronic diseases, autoimmune diseases, and even cancer.
Right, right. Well said. Well, also, too, if anybody's listening to this and thinking, well, that system doesn't sound that bad, this global vaccine compensation system. Well, let's talk about this. The Gates Foundation is famous for swooping in and vaccinating African tribes, girls in India, low-income places in the globe. So what's going to happen when those people get a vaccine injury? They're going to grab their cell phone, call the doctor, and set up an appointment to get checked out? No. They just deal with it, just like a lot of people on the globe. You're just dealing with a faulty product, and now you're injured for life. So it's ludicrous on its face.
It is. And of course, those that are injured in this way here in the United States, if they were to pick up the phone and call their doctor, the doctors are predisposed by programming to not acknowledge vaccine injury in most cases. Oh, it's just a coincidence, right? That's not real medicine. That's not clinical observation in reality and saying, you know, the parents have witnessed something. Let's take it seriously because they've been programmed to say, you know what? It's not real because it can't happen.
Exactly. In Ireland, the official government statement is vaccine injury is all in the patient's head. And in Italy, the woman I've talked to said their doctors will refuse to file the reports. They refuse to file them. That's the unwritten rule in the hospital in Italy. So we'll see what happens with that. I want everyone just to keep an eye out for this global compensation scheme and just spotlighting the drums for any type of false pandemic moving forward. That's what we do, stay vigilant and spot it and then point it out on social media and hopefully change the narrative before it happens.
Folks, remember, a monopoly is dangerous to your health, especially a medical monopoly. And when you convert that medical monopoly into a state religion, it's even more dangerous. The foundation, for those of you listening in the United States of America, you know, of this country, was to be a secular government. Doesn't mean people who believe in God can't be in it. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, some people say, oh, no, you believe in God. We don't want you there. But the reality is it is not supposed to endorse any one religion nor deny the free exercise of any one religion. And what we have here is a state-sanctioned religion, and they're trying to play this on the entire globe. And many of the leaders in churches and synagogues and mosques around the world have embraced this concept, maybe unknowingly. But if they wake up, if the people in the churches wake up, this can be turned around very, very rapidly because this violates, in my humble opinion, natural law. Some would say God's law, law of nature, of nature's God. And they reference that in the founding documents here in America, the laws of nature and nature's God. And to violate the sanctity of the immune system, the integrity of creation, this body, by injecting it with toxic substances, aborted fetal cell lines, these are things that you would have a righteous religious belief that should never be violated as it has been in California under SB 277.
Well, as far as the religious community is concerned, I have to give my hats off to Minister Tony Muhammad, Nation of Islam. He's been tirelessly going around for over a year now over the U.S. and preaching to individual communities about the dangers of vaccines and showing the movie Vax. And there's quite a groundswell from his work, so I want to give my hats off to him.
Beautiful. Well, and also, your work continues to cover this as we do, and anytime we get a chance to get you on, you know, we want you here. You know, we got about a minute before break. Anything surprising about the Trump administration? He seems to be backing up his talk against globalism.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see, well, there's RFK Jr., and there's also Tom Price of the HHS. Tom Price was just interviewed by Bob Melendez, senator from New Jersey. And Bob was shaking in his boots, saying that.
We covered that last week, dude. He's
oh,
a
boy.
Thunderheaded Democrat, if there ever was one.
Well, he called parents of vaccine injured children people living in alternative universes. So those are strong words for a man whose state has one of the highest vaccine injury rates, autism rates, I should say.
Yeah.
So we'll see where this all goes, but it's promising.
Yeah, party central for the pharmaceutical industrial complex in America is New Jersey, Merck, and more. So we'll continue to follow this together. Jeffrey, thanks for all of your work. We're going to be back to wrap up the hour after this break. I appreciate y'all being here. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Linking up also to jeffreyjackson.com. If you're not too sure how to spell it, just go to the notes. It's there.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson for joining us here and giving that global perspective on vaccine injury compensation and the Gates Foundation and their criminal organization, in my opinion. Anyway, we'll keep up with that. Mike Mahari next hour, 10th Amendment Center. Hey, Super Don, we got a delicious update, it looks like. Is there a theme for this Italian-inspired cheese pizza update? Do we have anything going on here we can play? No? No?
Are you seriously asking me for a pizza theme?
Well, I mean, you're going to make me sing la, 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 la.
I can't keep up.
Right?
I can't keep... No, I don't have a... Do I need to make one?
Well, I know it's a little late.
For future reference? Asking,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
I mean, you know, so what are we going to do here? Well, I sung a little bit of a theme song, but there's an Italian theme song. It's perfect timing because where I'm staying in Arizona outside of Phoenix area, it's in the Phoenix metro area, there's an organic pizza place. Organic Italian.
Nice.
And once again, yesterday I went there, had lunch, and I didn't get any Italian pizza.
What?
No, I know.
No?
I keep being drawn. I had a beautiful organic.
So you went, wait. You went to an Italian pizza, an organic Italian pizza place.
Yes.
And what did you get?
It was kind of a vegetable, I don't know, semi-Indian dish, Thai peanut sauce.
What?
It was organic. Oh, it was great.
Oh, come on.
I did this like a year and a half ago when I was here, too, and I kept wanting to eat the Italian stuff, and my body was telling me, no, you need the vegetables, and I had a beautiful side salad.
You are so racist.
What? That's not. How is that
did
racist?
You avoid Italians now?
No, that's is Italian a race?
Well, it's a nationality.
Okay, well, I'm a nationalist then. But again,
okay.
That would make
all
me
right.
More Thailand. I love the Thai food, so I love the Thai people. I don't like it. And I love Italian food. In fact, the challenge is on because today I'm going to go back there for dinner afterwards or maybe tomorrow. And I think one of those trips I'll report back that I ate some Italian food that was organic.
Can you get it by the slice?
You can. Yeah, you can.
Well, there you go. Come on.
All right.
Dip your toe in the water and have a piece of pizza. Come on.
But I'm not going to do it like this teenager who's named Cheese. He's suspected of thieving Cheese Pizza. That's not how I'm going to do it.
This is an awesome, ironic story. So apparently these two teens got this wild hair to go and rob a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So they grab the guy. The pizza delivery guy turns over $25 and two pizzas to these guys, and then they take off into a nearby wooded area, right? So the cops catch up with these guys, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, one of the suspects, his name is Sheldon Cheese.
Sheldon Cheese. I'm surprised they're releasing his name. He's 17, but yeah, I guess if you're going to steal some cheese pizzas, you might as well have the last name and say, hey, you know, they're mine. My name is Cheese, so they're my pizzas. I don't have to pay for them. It's my namesake, right? But no, right. If I buy a cheese pizza that's organic, by the way, I will pay for it, and you know, roll with it that way. Now, there have been times. Have you ever, like, I think I've told stories on the air. Like, I just enjoy people. I do, and I'll get into stories, talk to folks, and sometimes they'll just give you stuff for free because you're just nice, and it makes them feel good. And if there's a capacity for doing that, I don't think that's what happened here with the pizza delivery guy because they stole the pieces from him. You know, it's an interesting thing that sometimes people want to give you something because you're nice to them in a world that's not very nice to them. So there are times where that happens. I don't know why that just came to me, but I guess it's encouraging folks maybe to be a little more civil as people freak out because they think Donald Trump is ushering in the end of the world.
Are you really going to tie Donald Trump into this pizza theft by a guy named Cheese?
Well, you know, likely our friends on the political left are going to blame this cheese guy for stealing the pizza because of Trump.
Oh, I suppose,
right?
And I'll ignore them just like all the screwballs that are in the news right now. But, you know, interesting thing here, in Pennsylvania, they must take stealing pizza seriously.
Why? Why? What happened?
Because this guy named Cheese, he's being tried as an adult because of the nature of the crime. He's 17.
Whoa.
And they're holding him in prison for, guess what? $75,000 bail.
Whoa.
For stealing pizza.
And the pizza wasn't even organic. No.
Holy cow. Cheese is in prison.
That's hard.
$75,000 bail.
You know, it's just like Deflategate. Now we got a different form of Pizzagate. Maybe they can suspend him from watching the Super Bowl, but $75,000 bail?
That's
and tried as
crazy.
Adult? Yeah. Come
Maybe
on,
it was
man.
A gunpoint. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, true. That might be the case. Well, we'll find out. Hey, next hour, if you eat too many cheese pizzas, will you get osteoarthritis? We have a question of the day on arthritis. We've got Mike Mahari. How about that raw milk? The federal government's still going after it, but the 10th Amendment Center pushing back. We've got great information on that and some places that are trying to nullify federal prohibitions on real milk. We got that and a whole lot more. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com for all the links in the notes there. The power to heal, eat cheese, not steal it, and raw milk is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.